In just the last couple years, we've seen makeshift memorials popping up in front of shooting sites in Newtown, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado, and Tucson, Arizona. Volunteers save many of the tributes for archiving and permanent memorials. Still, there is a lot of trash. For some people in Tucson, sending that refuse to the landfill felt like sacrilege. NPR's Ted Robbins tells us what they did with it instead.
Brad Holland had big plans for the empty lot he owns in Midtown Tucson.
This was going to be my dream house before the economy collapsed. So I had a big empty lot and said, wow, a lot of good could come out of this.
He and the neighborhood decided to turn it into a community garden. 21 plots, about 50 gardeners. They were about to till the soil for planting 2 years ago when a gunman opened fire in another part of town, killing 6 and wounding 13. Among those wounded was a neighbor who lived across the street from the garden, Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Within days, candles, signs, pictures, and flowers piled up in front of the hospital, the shooting site, and her district office. Her staff knew the shrines had to come down sometime, but they couldn't bring themselves to throw it all away. A month after the shooting, neighbors gathered at the garden to go through a moving van full of mementos.
I was in charge of getting the volunteers in the neighborhood to go through the plant materials.
Meg Johnson has one of the garden plots.
So we literally took apart every bouquet and every potted plant, and the bulbs were saved. We planted the bulbs in this plot.
20 feet of irises are a couple months from blooming again. Some teddy bears were sent by mistake. They went to a warehouse. Notes and cards attached to bouquets and pots went for archiving, too. The clear plastic sticks which hold cards and potted plants now hold crop labels. The rest was composted.
It took us 5 Saturdays, working 3 or 4 hours every Saturday, to go through all the material that was here. It was quite a neighborhood event.
The wounds from the shooting, emotional and physical, took longer to heal than the garden took to grow. Gabby Giffords visited home during her recovery in Houston from the gunshot wound to her head. Brad Holland says she wanted to see the garden.
The first lunch she had when she came back to my house, came over for lunch, everything came out of the garden. She ate her tomatoes.
This is my first broccoli I've ever grown.
Now the veggies are being harvested again. This is Tucson. Despite an occasional frost, you can grow a lot in the winter.
The greens are hardy. Here's the arugula, spinach, kale. Tomato plants are all gone, but we still have some tomatoes that are still ripening on the ground.
Gabby Giffords moved back to Tucson last fall, though not back to this neighborhood. There are really few indications the garden was ever part of the tragedy, just evidence of what grew from it. Ted Robbins, NPR News.